cross-correlations between M-wave line intensity mapping and weak lensing surveys, preliminary consideration of long-term prospects, by Dongwu T. Chung. The field of millimeter wave line intensity mapping, LIM, is seeing increased experimental activity with pathfinder surveys already deployed or deploying in the next few years, making spectroscopic measurements of unresolved atomic and molecular line emission tracing the large-scale structure of the universe. The next decade will also see the Rubin Observatory Legacy Survey of Space and Time, LSST, undertake a photometric galaxy survey program of unprecedented scope, including measurements of cosmic shear exploiting weak gravitational lensing, WL, of background galaxies to map projected large-scale structure. We consider prospects for detecting angular cross-power spectra between non-tomographic cosmic shear and M-wave LIM surveys that measure emission from CO lines at Z equals 0.5 to 1. We forecast that once the LSST Year 10 WL dataset is available, a future LIM experiment, conceivably deployed in the next 10 to 15 years, would enable such a cross-correlation detection with an overall signal-to-noise ratio of 50. Although the current Pathfinder generation of CO/C2 surveys are more likely to achieve a marginal 2 sigma detection against an earlier stage LSST-WL dataset. The signal has modest astrophysical constraining power, yielding competitive constraints on cosmic molecular gas density at Z as less than or equal to 1, and degeneracies between astrophysical parameters and the intrinsic alignment amplitude mean that external information on either one could allow the cross-correlation analysis to significantly improve its constraints on the other. This was cross-correlations between M-wave line intensity mapping and weak lensing surveys, preliminary consideration of long-term prospects, by Dongwu T. Chung.